Okay, yesterday I introduced the sugya of Gaidris and the two ways to learn Gaidris, and the reason that Gaidris is such a sadistic sugya is because of the fact that Memela, from the way to learn Gaidris, comes out in Afkaninis and the other types of Chazaka. So today I'd like to review what we said yesterday and try to chart it out on the board so that it becomes a little more clear. If we start, yesterday I started the first part of Shia with the Chazara of the two ways to Chesed Metalpilim. Today, let's start from the Sugya, from Gaidris. And again, the Ikert first to review from yesterday. There are two reasons for the statement of Reish Lakish that Gaidris ain't Lahem Chazaka. Although Gaidris are physically metalpilim, things that can be picked up and carried, nevertheless, they're an exception to the rule that metalpilim have a Chazaka. Gaidris don't have a Chazaka. The Gemara says, Yesham Cheskes Gimel Shan. But they don't have a Chazaka of Musik. Why not? So the Rashbam says two reasons, which when you're making a laning among the Rashbam, just seem to be two reasons that are just only slightly different. The first reason he says is because Gaidris can walk into anybody's field. Gaidris walk on their own, they have a mind of their own, and they are able to walk into your field. So the fact that it's in your field is no rhyme. The second thing he says is Gaidris walk b'shvakais u'bidrachim. The Gaidris go for a walk in the street. And even if atach nasta l'beisach v'sachtabai, to grab it, no big deal to grab it, because you can grab it off a street. That's not the same thing as grabbing something out of someone's pocket or out of someone's yard. A person doesn't have the chutzpah to go into someone's backyard and take things. But if the person leaves it in front of his house, people would take it. Someone leaves anything. If you leave something on the sidewalk in front of your house, someone walking by is going to take it. There's no question. Even though he knows it's not his. So that's the second shot of the Rashba. Now, if you learn about Batish, just the Taich, there are two ways that Gaidris are different. They walk in the street, they walk into people's yards. But in Lomdis, there's a Merchag Rav, there's a tremendous difference between the two Shatim and the Rashbam. Now, it could be they're both true. Rashbam holds they're both true. But if you take one or the other, if you look at them separately, there's a tremendous difference between the Pshat of Gaidris walking on their own, and therefore they have no Chazaka, or Gaidris, people grab it, and it's still not a Chazaka. The first way that guys just walk into your field on their own, so it's not a chazaka, that's a smaller chiddush. Because here you're talking about a person didn't grab it. It walked into a person's house. All the person had to do in order to have it be his is not let it leave. So that's not a chazaka. The second chiddush is a bigger chiddush, because in the second chiddush, where the person did grab it, we're saying that in Gaidris, it breaks our rule. We have a rule that achzuki inchi begambi lai masakino. And grabbing is a raya, it's yours, because people aren't ganavim, people don't grab things. If you learn the second way, it's a big chiddush. We're saying even when you do grab something, there are times that grabbing is not a raya. There are certain types of grabbing that are not a raya. A type of grabbing, which is like a grabbing from the street, that's not a raya. Now that is a much bigger chiddush, because here you're talking about a person who grabbed something, who was typhus. He did that what we're claiming is a maisa ganavim. Nevertheless, we're saying that, no, this is a different type of grabbing. When do we say, achzuki ichi beganvi, people aren't ganavim, they don't go into other people's houses and steal. But if something's in the street, people do take it. People do take it. I remember once as a child, I was walking in the street, and there was a newspaper machine, and somebody had broken, I don't know how they broke it, broken into the the coin box. And the coin box of it was totally open. There were a lot of quarters there. So I remember asking my father, Olav HaShalom, if I'm allowed to take it. So he said, no, it's Geneva. I said, what do you mean? It's in the street. Someone's going to take it. I mean, whoever broke it, why he left it there, I don't know. But, it's going to be gone in an hour. It was a chiddush to me. It's Geneva. Now, I would have never dreamt of going into a store and taking quarters out of anybody's cash register. But it's in the street, you know it's going to be gone. You know it's going to disappear. According to the second pshat, Goydrus Enlam Chazaka means that if you have something was left in the street and someone grabbed it, if you show that someone was just left in the street, someone took it from the street, he has no cheskas metaphil. Because that type of grabbing doesn't give you a cheskas metaphil. Now that is an additional chiddush. Because the person did grab it, and we do say Asuki and Shibagam Vilay Masakina. And nevertheless, that's the chiddush of this sugya of Gaidris, according to the second Mahalach. If the Rosh in Shavuos, explain the Shita Serif, the Rif and Rosh in the Sefta Shavuos, learn from Gaidris their chiddush. The Rif and Rosh say that if you have witnesses that saw someone walk into someone's house and no one was there and take something, that's not a raya, it's his. It's not a raya, it's his. The only time Tfisa helps is, the only time it's a raya, it's his, is if you could say, you gave it to me. You let me take it. But if we know someone walked into someone's house when he wasn't there and took it, so the Rosh and Rif say a chiddush. It's really even a bigger chiddush. That even the person walked into someone's house, but if we know how his tefisa was, that tefisa is no raya. Because it could have equally been a genevadika tefisa or not a genevadika tefisa. He went on his own into someone's house and took it. The Rosh says that that's not, you're not a muzik. And we learn it from Gaidrus. That Rosh only makes sense according to this second way of learning. That the sight of Gaidrus is, there are some grabbings that are not a raya. Now the truth is, it's a bigger chiddush, but it's built on this idea that tefisa is not a raya. That's the chiddush here of this sugya, that tefisa, grabbing something, is not a raya. What would be the din if someone's in a store and he's holding on to, let's say he's in a Sfarim store, he's holding on to a sefer, and it has the stamp from that store, and that is a sichsach. He says, I bought it, I paid for it. And the owner of the store says, you didn't pay yet. Is this tefisa going to be a raya? No? What do you think? In fact, they told it, it'll be a raya. Well, quite what I was saying now, his tefisa is not a raya. A tefisa is only a raya where it's a raya, where it's not explainable. Where it's explained, tefisa is not a raya. Could be in the case of the stores, like Tvarim HaSirin LaHashal HaHaskir, it could be everyone will be made. But Al Kaponim, that's what we're learning from Gaidrus. According to the Rosh, the second shot of the Rashbam, it's a much bigger chiddush. It's not a Gaidrus Tikkadin. It's not only a Gaidrus Tikkadin. It's a din that tefisa is not always a raya. So basically, what I told you so far, I don't think you would need blackboard for, but I want to get to the next step. So pshat number one of the Rashbam is that a Gaidrus is not a tefisa at all. If a Gaidrus is in your Rishus, it's not a tefisa because it walks in on its own. That's the Rashbam's first pshat. There's some Rishayim who bring only this pshat. We bring only the first chat. I think Mukhi Yosef only brought the first chat. The Rambam only brings the first chat. It's the second chat of the Rashbam, chat number two. It's a bigger chiddush. That it is a tefisa, but the tefisa of Gaidrus is not a raya. And that is the bigger chiddush. This is the chiddush that the Rif and the Rosh and Shmuel learned from. And the Sefer Shmuel That's what they learned from. This is Eben Ozel's connection. Eben Ozel again was known to study the Nitin Perites Halachotav. His connection was The Rosh says he just does not fit into the Rashbam. The Rosh says that we learn from Gaidus, a Chiddush, that there could be a Tfisa which is not a Raya. Don't think Azuki Inchi Tagami Lema Jakina means every time someone grabs something, you're not a Gamit, so it's his. So the Rif and Rush say, and this was the Ritzvah on the Father Gimon days, which I want to remind you of in a minute, they say not every grabbing is a Raya. The Pashtus of Tosfos on the Gimel on the base was that he argues with the Rif and the Rosh. Tosfos on the Gimel on the base, in the case of a person who ate Paris in a field, and he tainis the Paris Yeradity, he doesn't have a chazaka, he only has 2 years, and he tainis the Paris Yeradity, Tosfos says the fact that he's holding it is enough, makes him a mosik. So Tosfos asked, you're a mosik, why do you need lachotzis? So Tosfos answered, the Yenisug is talking that the Paris on a third part person's field. But Tosfos held the fact that you're holding Paris, the Paris Yeradity, the fact that you're holding it would be a raya. It's the Ritzvah there, the Basmaimini, the Bishem, the Ritzvah, who argued. Because Agostin, he said, like the Rosh and the Rib, that holding things is not a riot. If I know you went to my field and picked the fruits when I wasn't there, so then you have no riot in the Paris Yeradity. There's no Asuki in Chimigandri, like Masakina. So even before we go weiter, you should see from this right away the question of about how much of a Chiddush the Sugya of Gaidris is. The Rif and Rosh learned that it's a big Chiddush, that even though Asuki Inchi Nagami like a Sakina, it does not always hold true. It's not always that a person grabs Shalakim. Now, yesterday we went a step further, and this is where it gets a little complicated. And we said, and I believe Rabbi Chanan says this, although I couldn't find exactly where Rabbi Chanan says it, but I believe Rabbi Chanan says the following. Either way, we know from Kama Achronim that there are two ways to learn for every Musik B'Metalkel. Every time a person is Musik B'Metalkel, we can learn two ways. And we spoke about this numerous times. Every single year we talk about it. The fact that you're holding Metalkelim is one. Either it's a Chichacha, it's a Raya. Because it's a Raya, we give you a Din Musik. Or it's just what we call the status quo, that what they call a din chazaka, that you just leave things where they are. We have such a rule by chazaka, you assume things are the way they were. Right? You know that if somebody is born a basula, you assume she made the basula as light as possible. You assume things are wherever they are. So you can learn it's what we call status quo, or just a din chazaka. Or you can learn that holding something is a muzah, is a birur, it's a hechacha, it's a raya, that it's yours. When you come to Gaidrus, so you say, 1 minute, if you learn every muzik has to be a raya, so Sugya of Gaidrus is very good. The Sugya of Gaidrus was saying, if you're holding it, it's not a raya. It's aleph beis. Any little boy could understand. If the reason I win when I'm a Muslim by Metalkalim is because it's a Raya, it's mine, Gaidrus Nishkan Raya. Gaidrus doesn't prove it's yours. Right? If you go and you see some people playing a baseball game, and the outfielder has the baseball, he's going to tie it's his because he's Musik, it's his baseball. So everybody understands there's no Raya into your baseball, because when you play a baseball game, 18 people have access to the baseball. It's not a raya that it's yours. If muzik means it has to be a raya, it's mine. So we understand all these cases, things that are lent, things that are borrowed and rented, or a person in a store, or a baseball game, or gaidrus. It's very easy to understand. Muzik has to be a raya. It's no raya. Zero raya. We all understand that. That's up to Bachanan. Bachanan and Reb Naftali go stark with the Shita that muzik doesn't have to be a raya. That muzik works as status quo. So muzik works status quo, what we'll call a din chazaka, that you leave things where they are. Why does Rome make Idris? Why make Idris, don't I say? Leave it where it is. What's the pshat? Pasha pshat. Gaidris. Tvar masun lahashal lahaskir. Or even a baseball, in a baseball game. If I'm holding the baseball, I say it's mine, you say it's yours. So why not leave it by me? Status quo, leave it where it is. I say it's mine, you say it's yours. Let it stay where it is. What's the Hezbollah the Gemara? So this is where it gets complicated, because Lamaisa we have to explain, we have to answer. So now I'm going to try to explain it again, but I want to explain it in two steps, because a number of you questioned this morning. I suspect those that didn't question it, at least some of you will have a hard time with it also. So you have to understand. If muzik is a birur, it's a haychacha, then it's for sure that you could learn this way as well. You can learn this way too. You can learn this way too. If muzik has to be a raya, so here it's not a raya. So it's not a muzik. This mahalach, that the sugya of Gaidrus is telling you, there's some grabbings that are not a raya, only makes sense if you hold every muzik is a raya. So he is saying the muzik is not a raya. That part of it is easy. If every muzik works out raya, I'll say chacha. So here you say this piece is not a raya, so then gaidrus is an exception to muzik. So if you learn this second mahalach, you're muchach to learn that we'll call it the din muzik. The din muzik, it has to be, we'll call it muzik. All the words you want to use. The pshat that muzik works with tamraya and birur fits well with this. Now, I don't mean to say it only fits with this. This pshat can go both ways. But it certainly fits. This pshat can only go that muzik is in tamraya. If you hold that muzik is, we call it tam chazaka, what we call the status quo, right? That's the expression we use, which makes it very clear. If you learn status quo, you have to understand the following. This is where it gets complicated. But the word is the following. Status quo means I leave things as they are. If an animal, if we name on that animals walk into my field on their own, leaving things where they are doesn't mean Bezdin paskins it's mine. It means Bezdin leaves an animal walked into my field on its own. Could be it did walk on its own, it could be I brought it in. Could be. We leave it that way. It's like if I have a pen that people normally lend. So you'll say, status quo, it's mine. What do you mean status quo, it's mine? Status quo means it's in my hand, but it could be borrowed, it could be I own it. The status quo is not going to help me. Like far my swing last year. If I have a baseball in a baseball game, I'll say, we're having an argument, leave it where it is. The vart is, you do leave it where it is. But leaving where it is doesn't do anything for me. Because you're leaving it in my hands in a mockin where inherently there's a suffix in its mind. It got into my hands because I'm using it in the game, or it got in my hands because I own it. The leaving the status quo by Gaidrus, the chiddush of gaidrus, I'm not saying it's not a chiddush, but this is the chiddush of gaidrus, is that when an animal is in my field, even leaving it the tamuzik of status quo is not going to help me. Because you leave the animal in my field, fine. You leave it in my field, just like it walked in, it's going to walk out. I want to put a chain around its neck and tie it into my barn, that's not status quo by gaidrus. That's not status quo. Because status quo is, you leave it walked into my field. That's only I have a pen in my hand. Status quo means I leave it. I want to take the pen and write my name on it. That's not status quo. Because a pen is something that goes back and forth, that moves, because people lend it. Putting my name on it means being machmir, that it's in my hand because it's, I have a right to it. So that is not status quo. That's not leaving it the way it is. So that this machlokes, hadalur chazaka, hadalur mufsit by the talpin, if it's a chazaka, status quo, or vatals rayo mirror, this derech, which the Rosh Arif embraced, that all Gemara says peace is not a raya, only makes sense if you nemon that mufsit is a raya. Mosek works out raya. Sit in here, it's not a raya. The Rif and Rosh went with that mahalach. Anybody who goes with the other mahalach has to go that the pshat of Gajus is a walks on its own. Which is not terrible, because most Rishayim say it. The Shulchan Aruch brings both Tanin. And the ones that bring one, bring the first pshat. I don't know anybody who brings just the second pshat and not the first. I think the Rambam, and I think if I can recall correctly, Luki Yosef, brought only the first reason. It's not a problem, not a daichik to say. But this is the way it works out. Now what comes out kishmak is the following. Yesterday, before I started the sugya of gaijus, what do we think? I told you about this machlaikis, and I told you a nafkamina between them. But Bukharan says the nafkamina between is most important to us, what we call status quo, or it's mirror, is the case I discussed with you yesterday. You and I are fighting over a car, and I park the car in the Besdin's parking lot, and I go in to have a din time. Is that car, do I have a din muzik on the car? Do I have a din muzik on that car that's from Mokim Shalosh? The Ritzbah held that I do have. And Tosfos Lamed Gimel held, I don't have. Once I leave it in a Mokum Shalosh, it's gone. My muzik is gone. Rabbi Chanan explains, what's the shayla? If you hold muzik by metaltalim is a raya, it's a haychacha, then once I have a raya that it's mine, because I'm driving it, and car, assuming a car is not a davar asilah, so I ask you, it's a type of car that's not rented, it's not lent out. If I'm driving such a car, it's a hechacha, it's mine. Once it's a hechacha, what's the difference where I park it? I have a raya, it's mine. So that this shita, that holds Moses the Tanayu mirror, holds that it's a chazaka, even in the parking lot. It's chazaka filu in the place of a shalish, meaning in the place of a third party, which is a shita. But she'ek ain't Tosfos Lamed Gimel. Tosfos Lamed Gimel held that it's not a chazaka of a Mokim Shalosh. Okay, Mokim Shalosh is not a chazaka. If your own Mokim Shalosh is not a chazaka, then your offense is most not a shalosh. If Mokim Shalosh, if you leave it in the past, not a chazaka. Obviously, chazaka is only because of status quo. If Chazak is a Svara, then it would always be a Svara. Then it would always apply. So what comes out beautiful is this. In the Sugya of Din Muzik, the two ways to learn come out, that Tosfos Lamed Gimel holds this way, and the Ritzvah holds this way. So if you start with the Sugya of Muzik, forgetting about Gaidris, it works out these two Shitas. If you start the Sugya with Gaidris, it also works out Tosfos Lamed Gimel and the Ritzvah come out just like this sheet and just like that sheet, which is Nikarim, Devarim Lechayim. It's clear. Because the two things work out, the Tosfos Lamed Gimel, Tosfos Lamed Gimel, it's Bar, it's Bar. The two machlokes that they have, the machlokes, and it's B'mokim Shalish, is the machlokes Tosfos and the Ritzvah. And the machlokes about the Rosh Hashanah is the machlokes Tosfos and the Ritzvah. Those two machlokes, it's all dependent on one machlokes. And that is what comes out. It comes out very geshmak in looking at the sugya, looking at the whole inyan, and seeing that the two mahalchim in how to deal with cheskes metaltalim, they're very different one from the other, and discussing something like Idris, Advar Masinu Lahashul Lahaskir, gives you the opportunity to see the nafkamina between the two ways. But everyone agrees I parked it in the parking lot. Everyone agrees I drove it here and I parked it here. So if everyone agrees I drove it here and parked it here, the Hazuki Inchin Begami Lema Sakina, that when I'm holding something, it's mine. If it's a Svara, though, is there any less Svara it's mine when I'm driving it, or if I put it in the parking lot? Is there any less Svara it's mine if I'm holding Paris, or I put it down in a place where normal Bailam put it? Obviously, if I put it in a place where Bailam don't put it, you're right. But if it's a normal thing for Bailam to do with it, it's not Mimayit, the Svara, that this must be his. The Svara that when you see someone driving a car, it must be his, doesn't change when he passes in the parking lot. The Svara. The Hechacha Shabbat. Which is really the rush. You're right. The rush, Taka says, if I know exactly how it got into your hands, and the getting it into your hands is no raya, then it's Taka not a raya. You're right. Because the rush of Shita is that you have to deal with how it got to the place it got. So these are, it's fair to say, these are the basic Mahalchin Sveikis that have to be Mavura from Vajras, and the Nakuda, the Ikka Nakuda of the Sugi. Now, we're going to go a step further by starting all over. Okay, let's start a new Inyan by Gaidris, and if we have the time, we'll see how it works its way back. Everything works its way back to the two ways to learn the Sugi. The Ksais in Simon Kuf Lamehei, Sivkot and Beis, asks a kasha, which, as I said, a number of Achrayim have very different mahalchim how to answer. But let's appreciate the kasha, and we'll come to the turets. Cheskas Kimul Shanim, we said a number of ways the Cheskas Kimul Shanim works. Basically, we have three ways. You know, the Ktzais himself holds as the Takanas Chachamim, as we discussed earlier. But in the Rishayim, although the Rosh seems to hold Takanas Chachamim, but we had other Pshatim. The other Pshatim, it's still on top of the board, worked either that Chazaka starts with Hayalaylem Chais, or Chazaka starts with the fact that people have Shtoris up to 3 years. The Shita HaRamban was the following. The Ramban Shita is that really a person makes a Mechah right away. Really, you see someone in your field, you see someone in your house, normally you make a Mechah immediately. And really a Chazaka should be a Chazaka right away. Just that Toich 3 years, there's a Taina on you, if it's yours, Ach Vishtarcha, where's your Shtar? Since there's a taina on you of achi shtarcha, then, since there's a taina on you of achi shtarcha, so therefore, even though you should have made a mechah right away, you don't get a chazaka. The Muslim doesn't get a chazaka because it cancels it out. My chazaka is canceled out by the chsar and where's my shtar? And memela, I lose my raya. So Frektik says, the Gemara says, Amar Rava, I'm hayakot motel barusi yesh lechazaka la'alta. The Gemara says that an Evet Katan, who doesn't walk, he doesn't walk around, yesh lechazaka la'alta, he's metaltalim. Frektik says, Evet Katan yesh lechazaka la'alta? But avadim asold with shtaris. So, why is it a chazaka right away? There's a chesaron of achi shtarcha. Where's your shtar? People don't lose shtaris within 3 years. How could you get a chazaka immediately on an evet katan? Achi shtarcha, Now, if you're going to taina, ach bishtarcha is not a strong taina. I say, what do you mean? The Ramban says that by karka also it should be a chazaka immediately, just as a sarn of ach bishtarcha. So, over here also, it should be a chazaka right away by Evet Katan, but there's a sarn of ach bishtarcha. It's a very stark akasha. It's not even a tilpaldik akasha, it's a very glat akasha. And it needs an answer. Why do we give a person a chazaka toich gimel shanim on an evet katan? What's going on? There's a sarn of achishtarcha, so it's a problem. This is the ketzoisis kasha. Let's say we don't know. Why does the Ketzais only ask like the Ramban? The Chayyur Kasha has nothing to do with the Ramban. The Chayyur can ask straight out. This sort of Afishtarcha by Evikot. So the answer is that if not for the Ramban, I would have said a sort of Afishtarcha is not as strong a raya as the fact that a person is a mozik. Being a mozik is stronger than Afishtarcha. But the Ramban himself said that by karka you're really a mozik right away. Just this sort of achbishtarcha cancels out mozik. So that's why the Ketzais is asking his kasha on the Ramban. Now you can ask the kasha like everyone else, but you would answer that achbishtarcha is not a strong raya. But the Ramban says the Feirish that achbishtarcha is a strong raya. So that's why the kasha is a kasha. So there are two mahalchim to answer this. And the two mahalchim are... there's more than two mahalchim. There are a number of mahalchim in how to answer. But for today's purposes, there are two mahalchim. There's the Ketzais himself and Rabbi Chanan. Ketzais himself says something here, which we spoke out by Tzina de Peri. Dolly like Tzina de Peri, Alamed Heyam in Beis. The Ketzais asked exactly the same kasha. We say that if I'm in a field for 1 year, I can have a chazaka if I bring witnesses, Dolly like Tzina de Peri, that you loaded me up with payers. So it's a chazaka in 1 year. So Ketzais asked the same kasha. How is it a chazaka in 1 year? Dolly like Tzina de Peri. But there's a sort of achvishtarcha. How could I have a chazaka in 1 year by Dolla Tzina de Peri? So the Ketzais said, from here we see his side, that if something is a very strong raya, a raya chazaka, a very powerful raya, it's stronger than achvishtarcha. So Dolla Tzina de Peri is such a raya that it overrides even achvishtarcha. The fact that I'm holding an Evet Katan is such a strong raya that it overrides Achvishtar. That's the first tenets. Now, if you look around, this Ketzais is brought in all the Likud Svarim. Nobody learns Gojus without this Ketzais. But if you're careful the way you read it, it's explained two different ways. I'm just going to tell you the two ways. I'm not going to make machlokes out of it for today. But what does the Ketzais mean? He says, Dola Tzina de Peri is a super raya, overrides Achvishtarcha. I understand. He says, Evet Katan is such a strong raya, it's stronger than Achvishtarcha. What's so strong about Evet Katan? How do you understand it? Evet Katan is so strong, it's stronger than Achvishtarcha. What's strong about Evet Katan? So there are those who bring it that there's a, like Evet Katan, we have what the Gemara calls an estimation of Imo Lemanchi Brah. People don't leave their children. People don't abandon their kids, at least not when they're babies. Imo Lemanchi Brah. So those who understand, I think in the Likut, let's go, Oyel Torah, he teaches it, I believe, this way. that it's such a strong raya, ima laminchi brah, that if you find a baby not by the mother, that's a raya. That's what it precisely means, it's a super raya. There's a second way to understand, which I think is more correct, that the ktsais means something else. The ktsais means that a cheskes metaltolim is such a strong proof that it overrides achvishtarcha. Holding metaltolim is a raya that it's yours. Chazal kukomash tafsiyam shalayhu is stronger than achvishtarcha. I would say it means that because I don't think it's true that we're talking imei l'mitshi bra. We're not talking only where the baby is not with the mother. Kadam mutar varisa is even where you own the baby and the mother. If you own the mother, someone else owns the baby. And now the baby is by you. You also have a chazak. So that's the thing. There will be enough community in a metaltolim that sold bishtar. A car nowadays is sold bishtar. Right, there's a deed by Metalki. So let's say you prove you're a Marikam and I don't have a deed. So that would be the same as a Katna Mutal Baris. So the question is Achvi Shtarcha a tainda where I'm holding a car? So if you understand the Ktsais means Ima Limit Shibra, a mother doesn't abandon a baby, so it has nothing to do with a car. For some people, the car's like a baby to them, but. Let's say a car is now email and it should bra. So it has nothing to do with the ktsais. But the way I would prefer to teach, I think that Rabbi Chanan teaches it this way, that cheskes metaltolim is so strong, that's what ktsais means. Cheskes metaltolim is so strong, it's stronger than achvishtarcha. Which is good, if you learn the second way, that cheskes metaltolim is a birur, a hechacha. So the Ktsais is saying it's a bitter haikach, it's stronger than Afishtar. That's how the Ktsais answers Ebekah. Rabbi Chanan, here in the Kodesh Yerim on Adaf, Oizkov Samach, he says a different teretz on the Ktsais' kash. He's going with Shitasa. Rabbi Chanan holds of Mahalach number one. He holds that Cheskes Metaltolim doesn't need proof. All it needs, he calls it a Jarad of Mamina. It just needs a status quo that it's by me. It needs a ktsas raya that it's by me. Such a balchana, a different teretz of ktsas is kash. When does the Ramban say achvishtarcha is stronger? It's stronger than cheskes karka. Because the chazaka by karkois can't work out status quo. Because karka ain't an exelus, you can't take karka. By karka, it has to be a proof. So achvishtarcha kills a cheskes karkois. That's what the Rabban said. A chazaka by karka, that it's mine because I'm holding it. If there's a sarn achvishtarcha, the Rabban says by cheskes karkois, achvishtarcha is stronger. But by cheskes metaltolim, where all you need is what we call a jar of the mamina, status quo, I don't need proof that it's mine by metaltolim. Rabbi Chanan Shitasim. There, even if there's an achvishtarcha against my holding the evet katan, who cares? I still have avakasha achvishtarcha. It's a raya against me. And I have the fact that I'm holding it as a ktsas raya to me. That's enough by the talking. Because Rabbi Chanan Shitasai holds of the first mahalach that by metaltolim you don't need a straw, you don't need raya. All you need is that you're holding it. All you need is that it's tachas yada. And we'll leave it there, it's status quo. Now, a gaidris, leaving it by me is nothing. So walked in, it'll walk out. But Eved Katan, leaving by me is something. So the Chanan Lishitasai answers the kasha of the ktsais. That it's not a kasha b'chlal. Because achvishtarcha is chsarin only when you need a bearer. It's not a chsarin, b'cheskes metaltolim. So vaita, we have like a fifth line on the chart. The ktsais is kasha. Rabbi Chanan Lishitasai is Mashver. The Tzais, who goes with the Mahalach, the other Mahalach, that it has to be a bearer. So the Tzais has to come on to his Chiddush, that this is such a strong bearer that it overrides Afishtar. So these are the two Terutzim, at least for today, on this evening. Now, the next Indian of Gaidras is the Rashbam. Just take a quick look. I just want to show you where to look for your learning on Sunday. The Rashbam, Dibra Masl HaGaidras Elim Chazak. You see the Graz square Aleph, the Aleph in bracket, square brackets. That line in the Rashbam. He says in the Maskana of Agamara, Eved and Gaidras and sheep have a Chazaka La'acha Gimel Shanim. The Gra Sechen Su here, in Gra Aleph, that bracketed Aleph is a Gra. The Gra Sechen Su, that Nishulchan Aruch, it's actually a machlaikis. What's a machlaikis? If only Avadim have a Cheskes Gimel Shanim, everyone agrees Avadim do. That says in the Gemara. Gemara says, Ein lam chazak alaf yesh chazak Gimel Shanim. Do sheep have Cheskes Gimel Shanim? That is a machlaikis Rishayim, the Rashbam, against the Yad Ramah. If you look with the Grot Sech and Tzum Shulchan Aruch, that two sheep is a Shulchan Aruch. On this, there is a Pnei Shloimai on the Mishnah, on Daf Chav Ches, and the Pnei Shloimai where it says Avadim. It doesn't say in the Mishnah Tzai. So there, the Pnei Shloimai talks about this Machlaikis and brings a few Nafkaminas. And Rav Baruch Ben, the Brech Shmuel, I think it's in the Chavav, also discusses Nafkaminas besides this particular case. And that is on deck for Sunday.